KCRW sponsors include Searchlight Pictures, presenting the new movie, The Greatest Hits. Music takes us places. What if it could literally take you back in time? The Greatest Hits is a hypnotic journey through the connection between love, music, and memory. Now streaming on Hulu.
This is Rob Long with Martini Shot on KCRW. A few days ago, a friend of mine emailed me to relay a few snippets of dialogue and some storylines from a popular TV comedy. "Isn't this your material?" he asked. It was basically my material, not entirely verbatim, of course. It was cribbed, I guess, from a TV series I wrote a few years ago, but the similarity was unmistakable. My friend had the standard Hollywood advice. "Sue him," he said. My friend, I don't need to point out, is a lawyer who specializes in litigation. "For what?" I asked. "Whoever wrote that script probably doesn't even remember seeing my show all those years ago. It's just something that was lodged in his memory. I mean, my show was canceled after 10 episodes. His is a giant hit that's going to run for years." See, my attitude about this kind of plagiarism is philosophical. In the giant mill of Hollywood, where scripts and stories and songs and ideas get tossed around constantly, it's impossible to keep track of who came up with what first. I mean, I came up with it first, but I can see how some other writers might think that they came up with it first. We're all reading and watching each other's work. We're all in the same telephone area code. These things happen. On the other hand, it's highly unlikely that Jay-Z, the multimillionaire rap star and husband of pop icon Beyoncé, and I'm not sure why I felt I needed to add descriptors to those names, and Abdel Halim Hafez, Egyptian movie star and singer from the 1950s, have many things at all in common. Their lives and work don't seem to have intersected. Jay-Z was born in 1969. Hafez died in 1977. Jay-Z specializes in profane and sexually explicit rap lyrics. Hafez sang popular Egyptian love songs and ballads, many with roots deep in Arab folk culture. And yet, a California judge has ruled that Jay-Z's breakout hit, Big Pimpin', is close enough to one of Hafez's most famous songs, Kosara Kosara, to justify a full legal proceeding. The issue here is the process known as sampling, in which fragments of recorded songs and melodic hooks are isolated and used as is, mostly without compensation, in other works. Many people call this stealing, of course. Now, Jay-Z and his producer Timbaland don't dispute that they sampled the song. It's immediately obvious to anyone. The signature hook of Kosara Kosara, as it was recorded by Abdel Hafez, is repeated throughout Big Pimpin'. What they dispute, though, is that they have anything to apologize for or anyone to compensate. It's an odd sort of defense. Music producers who sample other people's materials seem to suggest that it's more honorable to take a piece of recorded music, the work product of composers, singers, sound engineers, and musicians, and plop it down in something new than it is for, say, oh, I don't know, a writer to hear some lines of dialogue in an obscure TV comedy and then repurpose them later, maybe unconsciously, in a slightly different form. Sampling, to me anyway, seems like outright and brazen theft. What comedy writers do to each other seems closer to a kind of a thoughtless laziness. And I will be the last person on earth to condemn anyone else for laziness. And that's why I won't sue, I told my lawyer friend. That show borrowed my material, but at least they didn't sample it. My lawyer friend was disappointed. He was itching, I guess, for a juicy lawsuit, but he's in the wrong area of the entertainment business for that. Comedy writers don't sample. And that's it for this week. Next week, we get furious. For KCRW, this is Rob Long.